awesome. That's awesome. So you're taking food from your children. What's that?
That's why I need to keep the 5 days. That's it.
Yeah. I'm Mark Gray, and this is Stephen Gray, and welcome to the I Love Weight Loss podcast.
Hi, this is Stephen from iloveweightloss.co.uk, and I'm very excited as I'm going to be chatting today with Michelle. Michelle's been a client of the DVCC for a few months now. We're going to be going through all her weight loss journey, and we're going to be talking to her about how she's found it, and hopefully you're going to be able to get some helpful tips that Michelle's managed to utilize for her weight loss. So, hello Michelle.
Hi.
Now, I should say something actually at the beginning. Michelle's Scottish, so we've asked her to speak very, very slowly because she has quite a thick accent. There's also going to be some subtitles and some transcription underneath. So, right, Michelle, when people make transformations, lose a lot of weight, they obviously have a lot of obstacles and things in the way. What would you say have been your biggest obstacles? At the beginning, what were your biggest obstacles? And then we'll talk about, I know there was some recent ones, but...
I think the biggest obstacle when I first started was just to keep going and keep myself motivated to go. Mm-hmm. And then once I got over that, I started to enjoy it. All and right. then it doesn't feel like a chore getting up in the morning. I've even gone to the 7:15 in the morning.
Early times, yeah.
Because it does, it gets you going for the day and then you feel a little better. And that was my biggest obstacle, is just to keep going past first week, second week. Mm-hmm. Once you get past the third week, fourth week, that's it.
So how did you manage that? Were you just kind of set yourself, I'm going to do it?
Yeah, well, I always make sure I book the appointments. Because mm-hmm. once I book appointments, then I know I will stick to the appointments unless something major comes up.
Yeah, sure.
But that is the biggest thing. If you stick to an appointment, then do it and just keep going. There's no excuse. Mm-hmm. If you can watch Emmerdale and Coronation Street and things like that, then you can go and spend half an hour doing that, you see.
Emmerdale, why would you watch Emmerdale?
Well, see, I don't even watch them now.
No, EastEnders, if you're going to watch
it. Yeah,
well,
that's it.
Okay, so recently, I know you've got two children. I know you're the main one that looks after them the most.
Yeah.
So recently, it's school holidays and things, and I know that you had some time issues. It was a struggle for you to exercise, other things took over.
My husband doesn't keep good health, mm-hmm. and he was going through a bad situation, and I had the kids obviously off, and my husband was quite low and depressed at that time, and I thought about giving up for a short period of time because I wasn't sleeping and things like that. But I came in, talked to yourselves and that, and decided to carry on with it, which was a big help.
Why do you think, it would have been right for you to have, because effectively, like you said, the exercising thing is something you do for yourself, right?
Yes.
Do you think it would have been right for you to stop, bearing in mind you're looking after everyone else, or actually was it the right decision?
It was the right decision to stay.
Why?
Because you still need to take yourself away from the situation and give your own time. Mm. And it helps with your head. It doesn't mess with your head or things like that. You are able to focus more.
Because I think it's a lot of people feel guilty if they're doing something for themselves.
That's it.
But actually...
actually doing it better because... Mm. You've come away from the situation for an hour and then you can go back. It's still going to be there. Everything's still going to be the same. That coming away for the hour is not going to make much difference.
No, but do you think you feel better when you go back?
I do. I feel like I've got energy to deal with it because you've just been at the... You're full of energy.
Yeah. So I always like to say that I think exercise is one of those things that actually people think... takes energy, but I think it actually gives.
It does. It gives you lots of energy, especially in the mornings. When you do it in the mornings, you've got loads of energy throughout the day. And then when you do it in the evening, you've got loads of energy. But no, it is. It's a lot better, and I'm glad to stick to it. Yeah.
So, I mean, because I think that's a really important one. People always, whatever it happens in their life, there's always obstacles and things.
Well, that's it. There's always something that crops up and then. But don't stop.
Yeah, keep doing something for yourself.
Yeah, keep doing it. You need to. You need that insanity bit.
Yeah.
To yourself.
Yeah, that's it. That bit to decompress.
Yeah.
So everyday life then, what else would you say is easier or different now, being almost 4 stone lighter?
Everything is a lot easier now. I can walk me down the stairs a lot easier. I can walk the kids to school a lot easier. I can... do nearly everything in the one day rather than having to do it in stages, because mm-hmm. I'm not getting tired anymore. I'll go out with the kids to the parks and when they come home from school and things like that. So it's changed my life big time. Mm.
And so let's talk more specifically maybe about nutrition things, because mm-hmm. obviously the exercise you've been enjoying and you know, enjoy getting stronger and fitter and things. What about nutrition? Has that been a struggle?
It's been actually quite easy. I thought it would have been a struggle, but because it's just eating healthy, it's fine. I've not had to make any big major changes, just cut out a few different things, and so it's been really good. And the kids my daughter especially has been decided she's wanted to eat healthy now as well, which is good.
Yeah, because we spoke about how the children copy what their parents do.
She'll say, "Oh, are you allowed this, mummy? That, oh well, then I can have it if you're allowed it," and things like that. So it helps not just yourself; it helps the whole family as well,
right?
Which is good.
Yeah. Okay, so you said nutritionally you found it relatively straightforward, mm-hmm. but you said there's a bit of a difference between when you're exercising and when you're not. What's that you mentioned?
Well, I think if I'm not exercising, I would tend to be more, "Oh, I can just have that. I'll just go and have it. It's only a sweetie, or it's only a packet of crisps," or something like that. But I find when I am exercising, I will still stay clear of all that, and it's just...
So you feel by exercising more...
Exercising more, I won't...
Gives you more, mental strength to eat what you should want to be eating.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just stay away from it all, whereas if I don't go exercise, I feel, I can have that Mars bar in the cupboard, or...
Right.
Kenneth, are you really wanting that?
No. So you're taking food from your children, what's that?
That's why I need to keep 5 days.
Yeah, otherwise the poor children go hungry.
Yeah, that's it, they get nothing. Easter, no.
Nothing.
No eggs.
So if we were talking about a year and a half, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. what excuses do you think you use not to actually be where you are now?
I've got two young kids, my husband doesn't keep good health. I would think of every excuse. Oh no, I can't do that. I can't leave them. I can't go and do this. I can't do that. I need to be with them all the time, which is not true. Mm-hmm. You can't have time for yourself.
So you can make the time.
No matter how old your kids are, as young, my two are 5 and 3 now, and I still have time to come mm-hmm. to the double vision and exercise. My husband doesn't keep good health. He's got bad kidneys. He's constantly needing someone there to look after him. But I still have to find that time to come away for myself, and if somebody told me that 2 years ago, then I might have started it 2 years ago rather than waiting, and I wish I did come earlier rather than
the thing, I always say that people say, "Oh, I wish I'd done," but I'm like,
but
well, it doesn't matter,
it's done now and it's on the path to mm-hmm. becoming more healthier. And
what was your switch that flipped that made you start?
Just at my daughter kept saying, "Mum, why can't you come out and do this with me? Why can't you come and do this?" And I just had no energy, and I didn't want my kids to growing up not having to be able to play with their mum out in the garden or things like that. That just really got to me, because they're starting to get to that stage now where they do want to do more and more, and I'm able to do it now, whereas before I couldn't.
And so are you conscious every time you said about being able to run.
Yes.
So you constantly, because one of the things we always find is that it's very important to remember mm-hmm. the progress you've made.
Yes.
And so are you conscious?
I am all the time conscious that I've came, like now I can go and run, and the other day my son took off and I was able to get him before he reached the road. Before I was like, "Oh no, he's going near the road."
And he's only going to get faster, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. So now it's a lot better. My life has changed so much, which is good.
It's great.
Yes.
So I hope everyone's going to find that really informative. I do think you are certainly inspirational to a lot of people that, like you said, think they won't have time and think that they can't do it, because you've made a massive, massive change. And I like, besides all the weight loss and things, I like the impact on your children and things like that. I think that's...
They've seen a big difference.
Yeah, very powerful. So thank you very much for meeting with us. I know you're worried about being in front of the camera, but you're fine. So. So thank you very much for... How about doing this chat? You'll find that lots of people find it quite useful. If you do have any comments, any questions, anything, actually questions for Michelle, I'm sure you'd be happy to answer them. So just put them below this video, and Michelle will be able to help. Because I think as much as we can say, I think it's really much more powerful if Michelle actually, you know, shows that it is possible. It's not just us saying it, because she, you know, has a very, very busy life, and as she said, could have had a lot of excuses why not to do something, but has actually overcome them and has obviously made a massive, massive transformation. So this is Stephen and Michelle from www.iloveweightloss.co.uk. We'll see you next time.
Go to iloveweightloss.co.uk for our free 7-step fat loss program.